Narratives humanize disease better than clinical case histories. When describing a disease in a case history, the technical details often miss how the illness truly affects the patient. Focusing on the patient rather than just listing symptoms and treatments adds a personal dimension, creating a more complete picture. By telling the story of the patient's experience, both the physical and mental symptoms of the disease are highlighted. While medical textbooks and journals focus on the biological aspects of disease, a patient's story can reveal unique insights that are not captured in clinical descriptions alone. Instead of just saying a patient has a malignant brain tumor that causes memory-like hallucinations, consider describing the patient as Bhagwandi P., a teenage girl who has lived with this tumor her whole life. Towards the end of her life, she experiences longer and longer dreamlike periods where she sees images of India, the country she grew up in. This kind of description not only gives the disease a human face but also shows what it might look like in a real person. Such narratives could be helpful for doctors and neurologists as they diagnose or treat patients by referring to past cases. Narratives also help make complex science and medical topics easier for a broader audience to understand. People might struggle with heavy medical jargon or complicated concepts that are usually found in medical journals. But when presented through stories of people living with these neurological conditions, readers can better grasp what a disease is, how it affects a person, and what life with it might be like. Patients often find ways to adapt to their neurological impairments. Several patients found ways to manage their neurological conditions and live as normally as possible, even though their impairments couldn't be cured. Christina lost her sense of proprioception, meaning she couldn't feel her body's position. However, she learned to move her body by using her vision as a guide. This helped her to develop more graceful movements and lead a life that was as close to normal as possible. On the other hand, Mr. McGregor could no longer sense when his body was tilting to one side. To address this, he had special glasses made with a built-in level to alert him when he was leaning. This allowed him to quickly correct his posture and avoid losing balance or appearing odd to others. Many patients struggle to cope with their disorders and might not fully recover normal function. However, some patients manage to overcome these challenges to some extent. Even if the problem isn't completely solved, the strong desire to regain functionality often leads them to find ways to adapt. This can involve using different senses, creating new routines, or developing devices to compensate for their impairment. For example, Mr. McGregor invented glasses that proved helpful for others with similar conditions. While their minds might have limitations in one area, their determination can lead to strengthening other areas and finding innovative solutions. Patients may prefer not curing neurological diseases to retain benefits. Some patients find that their neurological conditions can have both positive and negative effects. For example, Ray had Tourette's syndrome, which caused various tics that made it hard for him to keep a job. However, some of these tics were helpful. They allowed him to improvise as a professional drummer, excel at ping pong, and be quick-witted and funny. To manage his Tourette's, Ray took medication during the week to control the disruptive tics but stopped taking it on weekends to keep the beneficial ones. Similarly, Mrs. K had neurosyphilis and didn't want all her symptoms treated because the cognitive effects made her feel young, energetic, and lively. Her doctor prescribed medicine that targeted the infection without affecting these positive mental changes. People with neurological diseases sometimes gain benefits from their conditions, and many famous artists, writers, and musicians believe that their creativity is linked to these disorders. For example, bipolar disorder, also known as manic depressive illness, is often associated with creative inspiration. K. Redfield Jameson's book, Touched with Fire, Manic Depressive Illness and the Artistic Temperament, explores how this disorder might connect with creativity and success. She looks at symptoms like boldness, rapid thinking, and grandiosity, which can boost creative output. These symptoms often come with mood swings, which might increase creativity. Some well-known individuals with bipolar disorder might not have wanted to lose their creativity through treatment, as it could have affected their status as renowned figures. Neurological deficits can severely impact daily life functions. Some neurological problems are easier to manage than others, and the most challenging ones can completely change a person's life. Dr. P. lost his ability to judge things visually. He could only recognize individual features, like parts of faces or objects, but could not see the whole picture. In other words, he experienced life in fragments rather than as a complete image. Jimmy G., who had been an alcoholic for many years, suffered severe memory loss. His short-term memory was gone, and his long-term memory only went back to when he was 19, even though he was 49 at the time. Losing judgment means losing something crucial for survival. Judgment evolved over millions of years to help humans make important decisions, like figuring out if a creature was dangerous or safe to eat. This ability is vital not just in life or death situations, but also in everyday life. Without judgment, people would struggle with routine tasks such as choosing what to wear, what to eat, maintaining personal hygiene, and solving everyday problems. For example, Dr. P's extreme lack of judgment meant he needed his wife and music to manage life outside the hospital, as his inability to make decisions would have made it hard for him to live independently. Losing memory is a serious issue that can make it hard for people to live normal lives. Without memories, people may repeat mistakes, like touching something hot or trusting someone with private information. Memory helps us learn from our experiences and is crucial for forming relationships and maintaining daily routines. For someone like Jimmy G, who experienced extreme memory loss, everyday activities became impossible, and he had to rely completely on a care hospital. Feeling too well can signal upcoming neurological issues. People often talk about feeling unwell, but it's less common to hear complaints when someone feels too well. George Eliot, born Marion Evans, once said that feeling too well could sometimes signal an upcoming neurological problem. For some, feeling overly well can be a sign of an issue. For instance, Ray benefited from some of his Tourette's tics, but other tics made it hard for him to keep jobs and even threatened his marriage due to uncontrollable verbal outbursts at the wrong times. Similarly, Mrs. K felt unusually young and happy for her age, but this was a sign of neurosyphilis. Her condition was caused by spirochetes, which needed medication to prevent further damage to her brain, despite how good she felt. Having too much or too little of something can both be problematic. For instance, losing the ability to speak can be painful, but not being able to control talking too much can be just as troubling. Similarly, not being able to hear is challenging, but constantly hearing non-existent sounds or voices can also be difficult. While sometimes having more than enough can be beneficial, as seen with Ray and Mrs. K, too much of it can negatively affect a person's health or daily life. Neurological excesses, or cases where people have too much activity or thought, are common but don't get as much attention as neurological losses. These excesses can be just as tough and stressful as losses, yet they are less studied. The idea of feeling too well can be confusing or unsettling for patients and mental health professionals. Since there is less information on these symptoms, finding effective treatments or cures can be more difficult. Reminiscence impacts patients positively or negatively depending on the memory evoked. Reminiscence, which can happen due to neurological damage or issues, can make patients feel like they're back in another time or place, especially with memories from their past. Mrs. Ock woke up from a dream where she heard Irish music that took her back to her childhood and reminded her of her mother. Although she hadn't thought about this part of her past for a long time, she found joy in reconnecting with those memories, even though it was due to a medical issue. In contrast, Dennis, who had blacked out on drugs and forgotten about killing his girlfriend, suddenly remembered the event and kept reliving it after a head injury brought it all back. He even tried to end his life to escape the painful memories but eventually learned to stop focusing on them and move on with his life. When seizures affect the brain, they can cause vivid memories to resurface, often bringing with them a sense of being transported to another place. This can be a pleasant experience, especially if the memories are positive. For instance, people might hear Irish music or see landscapes from India, just as Bhagwandi did in her hallucinations. While this can be repetitive, it is often a symptom of a neurological condition that some patients may not want to have treated right away, as it can be an enjoyable part of their experience. Dennis's struggle with negative memories can be extremely challenging, which might explain why he attempted suicide. People often try to avoid or push away memories tied to guilt and negativity. However, if someone has a condition that prevents them from doing this, life can become very difficult, as it was for Dennis at one point. Reminiscing can be both good and bad for patients who experience this kind of memory issue. Both positive and negative memories can result from similar brain problems or glitches. Savants with disabilities can show unexpected complex creativity and intelligence. People with neurocognitive disorders can sometimes have special abilities that aren't always shown in standard intelligence tests. For example, Rebecca had a neurocognitive disorder but excelled in understanding poetic language, which allowed her to connect deeply with the world and perform in her local theater. Martinet also had a neurocognitive disorder and had an amazing gift for music, thanks to his musically talented father. Autistic twins struggled with basic math but could do incredible things with numbers, like reciting large prime numbers and predicting calendar dates far into the future. Jose, who was both mute and autistic, expressed himself through drawings that went beyond copying images, adding his own creative and humorous touches. When people have neurocognitive disorders, others might not expect much in terms of their thinking, intelligence, or creativity. However, just because someone with a neurocognitive disorder might not do well on standard intelligence tests doesn't mean they lack other kinds of intelligence, like mechanical or creative skills. For example, Martinet had an impressive ability to remember details about operas and musical texts, even down to the page numbers. Despite difficulties in other areas, he also showed a deep understanding and love for complex Bach compositions. This kind of special talent isn't seen in everyone with neurocognitive disorders, but it does happen sometimes. Jose, who couldn't speak, found another way to express himself through drawing. Over time, his drawing skills became very advanced because he had to use this method to share his thoughts and feelings. Although he couldn't use words, his talent in drawing showed how people can have strong abilities in other areas even if they struggle with standard intelligence tests. Evaluations should focus on strengths, not just deficits in mental illness. Neurological evaluations are often incomplete if they don't consider the patient's personal story. These assessments usually focus on what's wrong, like deficits, defects, and abnormalities, while paying less attention to the patient's strengths, abilities, and positive aspects. To better understand a patient and determine effective treatment, it's crucial to look beyond medical notes and consider the patient's life and experiences with their neurological condition. By doing this, we can see the full picture of their abilities and not just the problems. In many cases, understanding a patient's condition and its impact on their daily life would be incomplete if we only focused on their medical issues. For example, Jimmy G had severe memory loss but still had a strong connection to attending mass and gardening. These positive activities showed that despite his serious condition, he still had a meaningful life to live. If patients with neurocognitive disorders, like autism, are seen only as cases of mental disability, we might miss out on discovering their unique talents. Finding and encouraging these talents can add significant meaning and purpose to their lives. Focusing only on what is wrong or what is in excess might cause doctors to miss important parts of a patient's personality that could help improve their life. It might also mean missing a crucial clue about the best treatment for that patient. Every patient has a unique brain, DNA, and personality, which means they respond differently to standard treatments. By looking at the full picture of a patient, including both the positives and negatives of their illness and daily life, doctors might discover new ways to treat them that they haven't tried before. Key points. 1. Patients often find creative ways to adapt to neurological impairments despite limited treatment options. 2. Some neurological conditions offer benefits that patients may prefer to retain, balancing treatment with their positive effects. 3. Feeling unusually well can sometimes signal an underlying neurological issue, complicating diagnosis and treatment. 4. Reminiscence in neurological disorders can be both positive and negative, influencing patient experiences differently. 5. Savants with neurocognitive disorders can display unexpected talents and creativity beyond standard intelligence tests. 6. Evaluations of neurological conditions should consider patients' strengths and positive aspects, not just deficits.